Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Oolitic, Indiana, an hour shy of sunup, and a farmer's getting to work. Tuscaloosa, Alabama, way before early, and a farmer is getting to work. All across America, farmers are starting another long day. Maybe it's time we said thanks. The American farmer is essential to the economy. That's why ADM works to be essential to him, creating thousands of products from his crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. If you think your cost in raising the 2005 crop was high, as the saying goes, you ain't seen nothing yet. Wait for 2006. This year's corn crop cost 20% more to grow than just 2 years ago. The same can be said for most other crops. According to the American Farm Bureau Federation, we've seen farm energy costs skyrocket. The energy bill to the American farmer is up more than $6 billion over the last 2 years, and they've continued to escalate this year, with the fuel price index up another 39%. On top of that, we've seen a 50% increase in diesel fuel cost and a 15% increase in fertilizer. According to energy specialist Troy Breedenkamp, these are not price spikes. We've seen a fundamental shift in the input costs the past 3 years. It doesn't seem to me that there's any relief in sight. In fact, next year's nitrogen, without a doubt, is going to cost more than this year. LP gas to dry corn and heat the barns this winter will cost more. Then we must couple all of this with a crop yield reduction for many farmers because of drought, farmers hurt by the hurricanes, and low grain and oilseed prices. This adds up to a lot of financial stress. This is the backdrop that the Congress and the administration have hanging overhead as a new farm bill is to be written and a world trade agreement to be negotiated. The conditions I've outlined don't paint a pretty picture. In looking for a silver lining, since misery loves company, I could point out that the escalating energy prices are global. Farmers in France as well as farmers in Brazil are looking at the same numbers. Also, let's hope that the conversion of crops into energy can clear out the grain carryover and lift our prices. We need that. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.